Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the show. We're glad you're here with us tonight, our last show of the year before we sail into 2018. I want to remind you that on the Monday, the first Monday of January, the first Monday of 2018, we will not be in Culver City. We'll be there the following Monday because that Monday is, of course, New Year's Day. So take a look at the website, www.drpatallen.com. or www.oneistore.com to find out further information and details where and when we'll be having the Monday and Wednesday show for 2018. Until then, I'd like to say thank you to the One Institute for bringing us here, and also, Dr. Allen, you're live on the air.
And I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Well, I just want to say that we have a call waiting, so why don't we head into that right now?
Why don't we do that right now?
All right, let's do it. I'm going to tell our switchboard that we are ready for calls, and we are go. Okay, he's telling me he's going to connect us in. Awesome.
Hello.
Hi, caller. You're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Kelly. How
Hi.
Are you?
Hi.
Good, good.
So I have a question. A gentleman met me over the summer, but he was not ready for a relationship nor dating because he said that his relationships only lasted 3 years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Which I know the 3 year from you. And so he said he was taking time off. However, he reaches out every two weeks via text and always says that he wants us to get a cocktail, but then never follows through. Is that passive aggressive?
Yes, that is. What he's doing is putting needles in your nipples so that you squeak and call him and fight with him and beg him. And you know what I mean?
Yes, I do know what you mean. And I've not been doing that. But he and I respond back via text, and I'm very nice to him. But I never
always,
call him.
Always be nice to him. Never let him con you into becoming punitive, because he'll know if you care that much, he's made a point.
Right. I do think he knows I care that much just because we actually have met a few times for cocktails. But, for example, he follows through only 20% of the time that he reaches out.
Whatever he's doing, he's doing it his style. And that's why he only has three-year relationships. That's friends with perks, generally.
I see.
There's a wonderful book by Scott. Let's see. It's called Living with a Passive-Aggressive Man by Scott Wetzler.
I've heard that on your show before. I've gotten a handful of books, but not that one. So I guess I'll check into that one. Do you have any advice as far as what to keep doing with this gentleman or no?
I got news for you. If you have any chemistry form at all, does he make your body happy at all?
He does. And he kissed me goodnight one day. One evening, and I know that I make him happy too, if you know what I mean. I felt it on my leg. there's definitely chemistry there from both of us.
Honey,
but
chemistry goes with the body. Commitment goes with the brain and the soul. But not
right.
He's not ready to give up. How old a man is he?
He's 48 and I'm 45. I'm 43.
So
there's a 5-year difference. I'm 43, he's 48.
Okay. he's getting into perianthropause, which is when his testosterone stops pumping as well, and the estrogen in his body starts making him feel more of his feelings. That's when he will go back over his, what did I do with those 3-year dates? Because he will start wanting to be with somebody. Men over 45 and up to 55 need to have a woman who's cherishing their physical feelings, whether it's a housekeeper, whether it's a maid, whether it's a daughter, whoever it is. We women don't need to mate and marry as much as men do. Isn't that amazing?
Yes. So my
but he's
next
just
question
getting into it now. What?
Okay. My next question about this situation is, he's mentioned, because we have wonderful talks when we do get together. I mean, we sit at a bar.
You're compatible. I understand that. Look.
And so it drives me bonkers. It's driving me bonkers that this man is not following through and just being passive aggressive. Now, I do have to say, I believe he's always been female energy because he said he's always had women chasing him. Like, literally have.
That's what I'm saying. I've already told you that.
Right. So is he ever going
to? What you've got to do is be friendly to him. What you've got to do is be friendly to him when you'd like to smash him good. And let him know that you accept him as he is, but you're not chasing him at all.
Correct. Now, one last question, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. Is he the only guy you're dating?
No, I'm on dating websites. I have other men that I'm communicating with, but I've not been on a date with anyone else.
Wow. Chemistry is that good?
Well, the chemistry is that great, but I do live in a small town. Although during the summertime, when I did meet, when this man met me, I was also, another man met me and I was dating that one as well.
Okay. I want you dating 3 men 3 times before you dump them.
Uh-huh.
You see? Because you really got to keep the triggers going.
Okay, so my final question is this. At one point when we did meet, I kind of gave him the implication that I didn't really need any more male friends in my life, that I was looking for a relationship and that I wanted to, you know, build something with someone. And he He got very sad and upset, but then I thought about you and I thought about the things that you teach, and you said that to always let the men lead. So I thought, well, if he only wants to be friends for now, then maybe I just need to be nice and be only friends with him.
Well, that's what he's setting up. He wants you to be his mama and chase him.
So he got sad and said that he felt like he lost me altogether. And until I came back,
you know what?
You know,
he did. You know why he lost you altogether? You never fell for the game of he's my son and I must nurse him.
Okay. And so my question to you is, should I just not even respond to him as a friend? Should I just tell him flat out that I don't need additional male friends in my life, that I'm looking to build something with someone? And see if he can last 8 weeks?
Your body won't like you for doing that.
How will my body react?
Your body will long for him, because I can hear that you have some glue going on here, some oxytocin glue.
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely think about him for a solid 3 days, like you mentioned, after meeting with him.
I want you to give your body a treat by letting it smell it.
Okay.
It's a pheromone smelling goes through the mouth, through the nose, up through to the to what we would call the third eye in the forehead, which is the Jacobson's organ. And then it splinters into two strands. One goes to the neocortex. Ooh, I like him. And the other one goes to the pituitary. My body likes him. So I don't see any reason. If you don't have anything better to do, do him.
Okay. Well, okay. I guess I have some other questions, but I'll write them down to be a little bit more concise next time. I wasn't expecting to be able to get in on the show that quickly. So thank you so much.
All right.
I really appreciate it.
Good, good, good.
Thanks, caller. That oxytocin glue.
What?
That oxytocin glue, it's a number, ain't it?
You're not kidding. Do you know that I read that...
Okay. We got another caller. Wow, we're hot tonight.
Let's do it.
Caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
I do. Hi, Kelly. Hi, Dr. Allen. How are you guys?
Hi, we're great.
I'm fine, yeah.
Well, perfect.
We both
yes.
a little touch of a cold.
Oh, no. Well, I hope it goes away before New Year so you can celebrate.
We'll celebrate anyway.
Cold or not.
Yeah. Okay, so here's my question. I, a gentleman went on a date with me yesterday, and he is, we met through matchmaking service, and he is this wonderfully, like you say, wonderfully powerful, possibly alpha male, very, 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 very cherishing, very generous, wildly controlling. I've never seen anything like that in my life, never. He controlled me, he controlled the bartender, he controlled the way, he controlled anyone who came near him. It was fascinating to watch. Borderline scary. I did, you know, the best I could being passive, age, and vulnerable. We had a phenomenal time. He put my coat on me, he walked me to my car, he even asked me if I had to pay for parking, and I said, yeah, but it's like $5. He's like, oh, no. So he paid for it, and at the end, he asked me if I would mind giving him a ride to his car, which was like 2 blocks away. And I said, of course. So I didn't offer, but he asked me. And at the end, though, I screwed it up. Instinctively, I asked, oh, are you okay to drive? And he said, oh, great. I got a date and a mother. So what my question is this. Once, and I said, oh, my God, you know what? You're totally right. My apologies. My question is like once. Because I'm a recovering male as well, so I shouldn't have never asked him that. Obviously, he's grown enough to know whether he's okay to drive or not. But once that happens, when something motherly comes out, like, what's the way to recover from it? Like, is there anything I can say or to kind of damage, you know, to like undo the damage? Is it possible? Nothing.
He controlled you with his statement.
Yeah, sure, he did.
You said... You've never seen a man that could control people like he does. Well,
no, it was ridiculous. Yeah.
He did it to you too.
Okay. Yeah. So like, so I, you know, I kind of turned into a joke. I'm like, haha, yeah, that's, you're totally right. My apologies. It was, you know, didn't really damage
what
or
are
anything,
the,
I don't think.
What are the three actions I promote for women?
Passive, patient, vulnerable.
Were you passive, patient, and vulnerable when you asked him to drive?
No, I didn't ask him to drive. He asked me to drive him to his car, which was passive, patient, vulnerable, because I didn't offer. He asked me. And
I know
said,
that.
Sure. Uh-huh.
But then you
but
asked
he,
him
so,
to drive.
Oh, no. I drove him to his car, and when he was about to get out, I said, oh, are you all right to drive? Him, so I asked him if he was okay to drive himself to wherever he
drinking,
was going.
Drinking?
We had, so I had a glass of wine. He had maybe two, I think, or three. He had more than I did.
All right. So you were doing what would be considered a very legal, very helpful thing. could have saved the life.
Oh, actually, yeah, it would have been.
So yeah. I could not possibly. I hear that you were a citizen in our country, and you said, are you okay to drive? Remember when I teach you?
Oh, yeah.
Don't ask men how they feel unless they're physically ill.
Mm-hmm, true.
So I think that you did a very good citizen's job. You didn't do anything bad. You did.
Oh, right, because this is a legal thing. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, then, okay.
So feel free to do that.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't, yeah, because unless it's legal, ethical, if it's legal, ethical, or moral, then, yeah, it would have been fine. Yeah, this could have been a legal issue.
You do it. Right.
Got it. Okay. Cool. Oh, do I have time for another question? It's a quick one.
Yeah.
So with, you know, everything that I've been doing with Dr. Allen, your stuff, you know, and I've been studying this intensely for a year and a half now, I start to notice, especially with your book Conversational Rape, which I love, it was wonderful. I start to notice, you know, people like conversationally raping each other and being abusive to each other. And some of these people are like people I'm friends with. So at what point, like, do I just, because it's really like I had a few days with a few friends of mine. I was really surprised by one of their behaviors. It was, I haven't talked to her about it yet, but I'm planning to. But it wasn't just like, it was kind of abusive towards people that she was with, like very, very abusive verbally. Like it was very unpleasant. So at what point, like, do I just get away from them, or do I tell them, like, hey, you're being verbally abusive, that's not okay, I don't want to be around that? Like, what would you recommend?
I would recommend that you be able to do so. If you're sitting somewhere in a place where you don't have an out, you might want to wait until you were back to your car. Do you see what I mean? You have to determine whether it's a 1 or a 10 act of emotional abuse.
Mm-hmm.
But you make a commitment that he has blown the game and you really don't want to be with somebody that creates that kind of anxiety in your body.
Yeah, true. Because it wasn't directed to me. It was directed towards two other people.
I fully understand that. He was demonstrating.
Yeah.
He was just demonstrating, but he was demonstrating his script. There are two kinds of scripts for training. One is banal. That's really boring. It's not dangerous. It's not immoral, unethical, or illegal. It's just irritating. But there's another script, which is hamartic. Oh, come on, take a drink. I know you're just going to the AA, but take a drink.
Oh,
you see, those are death-dealing situations.
Mm-hmm. But what if someone, for example, I'm not sure if any of that would fit, but for example, this girl, it was very disturbing. This other girl that was in the room with us, she had broken the glass, and she just started yelling at her for breaking that glass. And this other girl, she was already stressed out and like, look, what are you doing? Like, you're so rude. Like, it's just the glass. Like, you can't, you know, you can't place
you
things over
that,
people.
You were mothering somebody that way?
Oh, yeah, I guess I was mothering. Yeah.
Well,
it was all
masculine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean,
glass?
They're just my friends. I don't. No, it wasn't the glass. It was this girl's glass, and her sister broke the glass, and she just started yelling at her like it was so wild. So, and her sister was trying to defend
herself.
I understand
that, but then you started to get into it, so they conned you into playing the game.
Yeah, true. Yes.
You'd have been better to say, excuse me, and go to the bathroom.
Yeah, okay. So basically, like, avoiding getting into that would be your advice for people like that?
Absolutely. Remember, we're all living either stoically or hedonistically. If we're hedonistic, we say and do whatever we feel like doing, right or wrong. If we're stoic, we maintain discipline and we stay, say, and do things with consideration, with discipline. I recommend Marcus Aurelius's spiritual teachings. Forstater edited it. It's wonderful. But you've got to learn how to be disciplined. Do you see?
Okay. Got it.
Your emotions are going to take over and you're going to be as hedonistic as anybody in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Even when you're quoting the Bible and screaming, you know.
Okay. I see. Got it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. Thank you so much. And happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. Of course. Bye.
Bye.
So?
Pretty amazing, Dr. Allen. We were talking a little bit about that that glue that is...
oxytocin.
Yes.
Do you know what I read? I read that some pharmaceutical company is taking oxytocin and turning it into a spray, and they're using it on autistic kids because it's a cuddle hormone.
Oh, wow. That's amazing. Hey, we've got another call. Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. You'll have to turn your radio down, though.
Oh, okay. Is that okay now?
Yeah, that's fine. Do you have a question?
Okay. Yes, I do. I actually have two questions. The first one is, Dr. Allen, you know me. I talked to you yesterday, actually, and I just had some follow-up questions. I can't believe I got through. My first question is, if the man is working on himself and trying to figure out how to change, and I know some things because I talked to Dr. Allen, is there a feminine way to give him information about his issues without being a mama?
If you have a relationship with him, whether it's friendship or love, whatever, I don't think I would do it on a first date.
No, this is an existing relationship that has gotten to a point where basically we're probably broken. I mean, we are broken up, but he's really trying hard to work on himself. But he just doesn't know how.
Well, what you do is tool two. I think I'll put the tools on here. Tool one, never ask a man you want to respect what he feels. Always ask him what he thinks, wants, opinions, suggestions, and what you can do to help him. What you can do to help him do better. Now, the second tool is when you want to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him, you've got to make an appointment. Honey, Tom, George, Buggy, whatever his name is, I have an idea that I've read or heard that you might be interested in your campaign to change some of your behavioral issues that you want to change. Do I have permission? Is it okay if I tell you what it is? And would it be convenient to do it now or not today? Do it another day. You see, respect him with subject matter and permission to do it.
If we're only communicating by email now, can I just, do I have to do like a two-step email where I ask him? I ask him first, can I make suggestions and then I have to write again? Or can I just write it? And if you're interested, then I can just put it in one email.
The problem is when you put it in one email, you're mothering him. You've got to get his permission to teach, preach, bitch, moan, or question him.
Okay, got it.
That is the second tool. The third tool is when he irritates you, but you didn't have to call the police because he hit you. You didn't have to call a doctor because he cut you. And you didn't have to call, a doctor, the police, or a lawyer to sue him. So if you don't have to do those three things, you've got to say, I have an idea, a suggestion, a question, whatever. Would it be convenient for you to listen to it maybe hopefully today. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
The fourth tool, 90% of all communication is nonverbal. It's tones of voice, gestures, postures, facial expressions. But you can't negotiate with them. So you say, I sense by the look on your face you're upset about something. Am I right? Yes. Would it be convenient for you to tell me what it is? No. Okay, but if you ever want to know what I'm thinking, feel free. Let me know you know you want. So it's a matter of not teaching, preaching, bitching, moaning without permission. Mm-hmm. But once he gives you permission, then you can put it on your email, text, fax, whatever you're doing. And the last tool is the design for the timeout that the referees use. You know, the T-square where you tee up mm-hmm. your hands and signal timeout. Mm-hmm. What are you doing there? I'm signaling you that I'm a little uncomfortable with what you're saying and what you're doing right now. Are you interested in changing? Yeah, what is it? I would feel better if you didn't say that or do that. What do you think? You willing? Is there anything I can do to help you and I do it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you see that? Those are the five
tools.
I do.
And I think that he's always liked me so much because I've been following always those rules, and he feels like a man that way. He feels respected.
Respected. When a man feels respected, he likes to cherish people.
Yeah, he's not been so good at that always, but... Then after you've asked permission, like it's better to still be careful about how you say things, right?
Well,
is there any suggestions?
Now look here. I saw you do that, and I think you'd do better if you didn't do it that way. That's teaching, preaching, bitching, moaning without a permission. I want a man to know what you're going to teach, preach, bitch, and moan about. And I want him to pick the time when it's convenient.
Okay, I see. Okay, yeah, I got it. And then just be careful to be still respectful when you say it.
Right.
Yes, okay. Okay, great. So then my second question is, what's the difference between how a hedonist, and you just kind of touched on it a little bit just before, what's the difference between how a hedonistic and a masculine man operate? I mean, I understand that about, like, one goes with how they feel versus what's right or wrong, but, like, can you be a little, like, can you tell me, like, a little bit more so I know what to look for?
Sure. Hedonism, when it's overplayed, is narcissism. You want to be respected and you want to be cherished, which means whoever is there with you is a zero. So each time you're in a relationship, you've got to know, do I want to be cherished by this person, or do I want to be respected, or do I want both? If you want both, and he wants both, you have a partnership, but I don't think you'll have an intimacy because you're too competitive.
Mm-hmm.
Do you normally want to be cherished or respected?
Cherished.
By a man.
Yes.
What? You want to be respected second. Respected
I prefer
first,
to be cherished.
Second. What?
I prefer to be cherished.
All right. Then make sure that you help him feel respected. What does he think? What does he want? What does he suggest? What's his opinion? What can you do to help him do it?
Yes, and sometimes, I usually am very careful about being respectful, but sometimes he's not always interested in cherishing.
I understand that. A lot of men want women that are giving, protective, and cherishing men. How about you raise your hand? We'll take you to the pledge. I promise.
I promise.
On my honor.
On my honor.
To respect the men I love.
To respect the men I love.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
Even when I think I'm smarter.
And could do it better.
And can do it better.
Furthermore.
Furthermore.
I promise.
I promise.
To keep my yang masculine mouth shut.
To keep my yang masculine mouth shut.
Unless I have to call the police. A doctor or a lawyer first?
Unless I have to call the police, a doctor, or a lawyer first.
You see what's happening? You know, in our culture right now, women are coming out and telling when they feel abused by men, aren't they?
Yes, I see that happening now.
Right now, because women are starting to take care of themselves instead of the boys in men's bodies that they're with, because those men are hedonistic. They do what feels good, no matter how painful it is. Stoicism gets permission. I want men to ask women permission to say something painful or to do something. Whether it's asking for a kiss at night or sex or whatever it is. I want men to cherish women, because when women are cherished, they feel respected.
So you said that stoicism is when we do what is right or wrong, regardless of feeling. Like I heard you say that that's what a masculine man does. But regardless of his feelings.
Stoicism is doing good to feel good. Hedonism is feeling good to do good, which rarely happens. It usually lets feelings run the show, and then you get into deep doo-doo.
But when you're saying regardless of feelings, you're talking about your like the man's own feelings. Like, but he should be doing things that cherish the woman, or that are.
I'm gonna ask you to pretend you're a man. Are you willing to do that?
Okay.
Okay. Raise your right hand.
Okay.
I promise.
I promise.
To give, protect, and cherish.
To give, protect, and cherish.
Women.
Women.
Kids.
Kids.
Animals.
Animals.
The planet.
The planet.
Even when.
Even when.
They're illogical.
They're illogical.
Irrational.
Irrational.
And often. Irritating.
And often irritating.
So help me God.
So help me God.
You know what that's called? So, a gentleman.
Right, but if a gentleman has a choice where the woman he's with will be hurt, but if he does, so he doesn't want to hurt her, but then it's against what he needs to do for himself.
Let's put it in sexual terms. What are you talking about? Men like to have sex. And men with money and power and prestige have power, not potency, power. So when he wants what he wants, he may not be a gentleman. You understand? Are you there?
I'm trying to process. A man
better check the price tag for what he's doing. How many men in our culture have lost their careers in the last month?
I see what you're saying. Yes, that's true. But, for example, on the other side of things, say a man has got to do some work or something, and the woman wants him to stay at home because she's crying or something. But
I got news for you. If she wants to be respected, he stays home and doesn't do his job. If she agrees to respect him, she'll share her feelings, but she'll respect him. I know, honey, I'm not very happy. The dog died, and I'm really kind of sad. But you need to take care of us.
And that's doing the right thing. That's for the man to do the right thing, regardless of the feeling.
Absolutely.
Okay, so it really works if the partner is also... but then that partner, her feelings are not cherished.
What did they do?
But if he goes to work, then her feelings are not cherished.
I got news for you. Her bills are. You see, when you marry somebody, you either marry their status making and their financial stability. Most women want status and financial stability. Harvard did the study in the 90s, and they asked 10,000 people, men and women, why did you mate? Why did you marry? 2/3 of men mate and marry for sensual and sexual stability. They're tired of dating. They want to settle down. They want a home and a hostess, and they want a family, and they want a safe place. Mm-hmm. 1/3 of men want status and security. They're called gigolos. They basically want to be paid. They want a woman that's working and is making the money and maybe the breadwinner. 2/3 of women want status and security. 1/3 of women want sensual and sexual security. Those are called cougars. A lot of older women like younger men because older men are often impotent and not good lovers. But if a woman loves a man, she may appreciate him for more than intercourse, but more in the line of love, cherish. See what I mean? So everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I see what you mean in the main on that kind of stuff. I guess I sometimes get a little confused about what's the right thing for a man to do, and yet still, be cognizant and caring about a woman's feelings.
What
right,
he does
right or
is
wrong can
make sure,
be very subjective.
Make sure a practice, don't sign a contract for a year. And during that year, whether you have to go to counseling, you have to go to a minister or a rabbi in a church or a temple, find a way to get somebody spiritual to help you negotiate your deal. I have 2 books that are out there. Well, I've got more books, but one is Getting to I Do. That's in the stores. The other book is Staying Married and Loving It, which is in Amazon's warehouse. Also, I've just put up, Hay House has published my book. It's A Man's World and a Woman's universe. Men are in charge of junk. Buy it, sell it, trade it. Women are in charge of oxygen, which means I think I'd rather own oxygen than junk. Right?
Okay.
So if women want junk, then they have to have a little boy for a man. If women want to be cared for by a gentleman, they've got to respect him and do it his way. The more you respect a man, then, the more he'll cherish you.
Okay. Yeah, I guess I need to get better at understanding how that works on a day-to-day level.
It's simple.
I think that there's a lot of confusion in the world right now about, you know,
I know that, culturally.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, like a man who only ever does what he wants without thinking about what a woman feels.
I got this to you. Men's tools. Listen to what men's tools are. Tell her what you think and want, and then turn to her and ask her how she feels about it. A man is always supposed to ask his woman how she feels about what his leadership is doing. And if he can accomplish her feelings good and his doing good, he'll do it. Only a bad man will do it without asking how she feels. When he wants to bitch, moan, teach, preach, and question her, he's got to make an appointment. He can't just order her around. Third tool, when she irritates him, if he has to call the police, the doctor, and the lawyer, last year, 5 of my men had to arrest 5 women that smacked him across the face and didn't realize that if you leave a mark from the eyeglasses, you go to jail. Judges and police don't care whether you have a penis or a vagina. You don't leave marks on people's bodies. The fourth tool is, I sense, I think, I believe. By the tone of your voice, look on your face, your body language, your gesture, you're upset about something. Am I right? No, I'm not upset. No. Okay, if you ever are, let me know. And the last tool is timeout. When a man puts his hands up in a timeout, I want his woman and his daughters to say, what can I do to help us do better? When a woman does it, I want a man to say, what can I do to help us feel better?
Right, okay. Yeah.
There are some women that want to be male, and there are some men that want to be female. I have no problem as long as they find somebody who's willing to compliment. I need one respectable with one cherishable, straight, gay, or lesbian.
Yeah. Got it? I have a lot of friends that are double male couples.
You know what? And if they like it, more power to them.
Well, it doesn't really work.
If they like it, have at it.
Yeah. Well, I have one male friend, and he's trying to figure out what is the right and wrong thing to do. He's trying to do what he feels like is right for his family, but she only ever wants to do what she wants everything to happen as she feels.
So these men are going to fight it out until one of them dies of stress. Because that's what you die of. You produce cortisol, and it ruins your T cells, rips the myelin off of your nerves, does horrible, produces cortisol, ruins your neurotransmitters, dopamine, serotonin, norepinephrine. You don't have to.
A man cannot take care of somebody to the cost of taking care of himself.
What?
A man cannot take care of everybody else also at the cost of taking care of himself. Like, he also has to have
that's what men do. Gentlemen are men who do take care of other people, women, kids, animals, and the planet, in spite of the self-destruction. Every cop, every police officer, everybody that serves the public has to be stoic, or they're not going to work out.
But if that's the case, then every man unhappy in a marriage, for example, or unhappy in a relationship, if the woman doesn't want to break the relationship, then the man has to stay, regardless of his
family. No, he doesn't. He never has to stay. She may be worth staying. Maybe she's a great lay. We all have choices.
But if he has to cherish her feelings.
He doesn't cherish her feelings at the expense of his thinking. That's respect. He comforts her if he has to cause her pain, but she must respect him.
I see. Okay, that makes more sense. That makes more sense. Okay.
Yep. Okay?
Okay, yes, great. Wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks, caller. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Happy New Year.
Well, that was quite a class.
That was, and it was great information. I love it, especially the tools. So, yeah, our switchboard is saying we have one more call we have time for.
All right.
Hey, caller, you're on the air with Dr. Allen. Do you have a question?
Yes. Hi, Dr. Allen. I'm glad I got through. I've been listening to you for about a year. I'm 50 years
Whoa.
Old. I'm in a relationship with a woman. I want to, like you said, settle down. You know, I want her to take care of me. And, you know, just basically to get married. And I've been in a relationship for 3 months. And basically the problem, okay. The problem is she has two kids and she cannot spend the night with me because she has a very young kid that she can't leave home alone.
And you can't go to her house?
No.
Why not?
I'm not allowed at her house. I can't go there. She doesn't want me to.
Oh, I see. So you're an outside lover.
Yes.
Well, then you're friends with her.
And we've had sexual relationships before I was ready.
Intercourse.
Yeah, we had intercourse before I was ready.
She gave it to you or you asked for it?
Yeah. She gave it to me.
I got news for you. That's concerned. Called seduction.
Oh. Yeah. And I'm concerned because
seduced.
I'm feeling. Yeah. And that was
you know,
fine with me because I really like her.
Let me say something. Free sex is the most expensive sex you'll ever have.
Okay.
What you're doing is trying to feel good to do good. It doesn't work that way. If you don't take charge of your life, you're going to be in deep doo-doo.
Right. Right.
So tell her the boundaries or get her on the phone and I'll work with both of you on the phone.
Okay.
All right?
All right. okay, but my question is, she told me, like I met her on this website to like the first week to get off the website. And, you know, I feel like, if she's not going to be able to, meet my needs, I should be able to go on the website. But I think then if I do that, she'll leave me.
That's probably the case. you obey your mama or else.
All right.
You well, have a right to nurse.
A right to nurse?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I suggest if you want to be respected, you tell her what the boundaries are and pay the price. If you want to be cherished, you better do it her way.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
So should I date other people then if I...
Well, unless you want her bad enough to do it her way. I have no problem okay. with men being feminine and women being masculine. You've got to find the compliment that you need.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll have to just be myself, I guess, and see whether I'm more feminine or masculine, or just
that's right.
Just go by what I think. Be stoic about it and do the right thing, because I do. You know, I think I am a gentleman. I do take care of her. You know, I help her with her children whenever she needs it.
Well, where's her husband?
Her one daughter, her husband left her like 15 years ago, hasn't spoken to her since. And her other husband is remarried.
Okay. So you're her third trainee.
Yeah.
Well, be her wife.
Okay.
You want to be her wife?
Well, I just want to keep doing what I think is the best thing for myself, while at the same time helping her out, because you know I really like her, I think that you know I have a lot to offer.
Let her be the husband.
Okay. All right. I'll try that. I'll try that, Dr. Allen, and I will call you back in 3 months.
Thank you.
Thanks, caller. Okay, bye. Well, Dr. Allen, this is our last show of the year. And what shall you say to everybody before we go out and head into 2018?
The only gateway to get what you want is to know what it is and ask for it. So use the tools to communicate, negotiate, don't intimidate, and don't seduce.
Perfect.
Okay.
Bye, everybody. We're going to wish you a happy new year, and we'll be back here next year.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.